The Virginia Museum of Contemporary Art in Virginia Beach seems to have a clear idea of its mission.
The Virginia Museum of Contemporary Art. Explore, express, and imagine at the Virginia Museum of Contemporary Art.
And as it explores, expresses, and imagines, the museum says it hopes to stimulate critical thinking and dialogue in the community. With that, sometimes comes controversy. And that's the case with a painting currently on display at the museum, as we hear from Katie Johnston Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Amir Vera wrote a story in the Virginian Pilot about this controversial painting. The painting is titled Rosie's Tea Party, and it's by Mark Ryden, who's part of the pop surrealist movement. It features a girl wearing a First Communion dress and a crucifix necklace. She's sitting at a table and sawing at a ham that's inscribed with a Latin phrase meaning mystical body of Christ, and pieces of the ham are falling to rats waiting on the floor below.
Among the people in Virginia Beach who say they're offended by this painting are two members of the city's Arts and Humanities Commission, and it's also drawn the attention of the Catholic League.
The Catholic League is the largest Catholic civil rights organization in the U.S., and their president wrote a letter to the museum director in which he suggests, you know, why not substitute a young Muslim girl wearing a headscarf and a machete around her neck who's cutting a piece of ham that says Allahu Akbar. If Muslims complain, tell them that art is intended to be controversial.
Dot Green is a spokeswoman for the museum, and Katie, she says the institution is exercising its rights under the First Amendment, and she points out that exhibits may sometimes provoke, challenge, and even offend.
This painting has definitely done that.
Our next story is from Pennsylvania County, where some business owners want the county to change the way it assesses their tax liability.
Celie Simkiss wrote a story in the Danville Register and Bee about an RV dealer and several other businesses that are trying to convince Pennsylvania County to make changes to its merchant capital tax. The merchant capital tax is a tax on a business's inventory, and it's assessed at 30% of the fair market value, and the tax rate set by the Board of Supervisors is $2.75 per $100 assessed value. The owner of RV Outlet USA has said his inventory totals $10 million, and this means that he and a handful of other businesses with very expensive inventory, like large equipment and truck companies, end up paying far more in these taxes than all other businesses combined.
Katie, what kinds of changes are they asking for?
Business owners believe that there should be a cap where you pay the full amount of taxes on a certain amount of inventory, and then once you reach that cap, you pay a lower percentage. But there's another possibility, which would be switching to a business professional occupational license tax, and that would be assessed based on receipts from the prior year rather than being based on inventory.
One thing Merricks points out is that he does most of his business online. He says he could do that from somewhere else.
Right. I mean, he said he bought another property and is opening another store in South Carolina. And he says if it's no longer profitable for him to be here, he could just shut the store here.
Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.